Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question of the day, inspired by Christian Walker. What's the most drastic move you made to try and change your luck or fortune? 713-572-4610. Especially if you're superstitious, hit us up and let us know. Christian Walker has had a very interesting season after joining the Astros on a 3-year, $60 million deal. He'd been hitting sub 200. He has changed that since, thank God. He's now above the Mendoza line.
212?
212 is where he is hitting with an OPS of 629, which look, we can still afford to make that better, big dog. But yeah, man, he is one of those guys that you anticipated being a absolute strength of this offense, and he's been anything but to this point. And he's been working very hard to get to this place. He's talked about it in a couple of instances of the kind of stress that he's placed upon himself because he knows that he's supposed to be a somebody that's relied upon offensively. And so he's done a lot to try and make himself better, to get himself into a better place, including, according to Chandler Rome this weekend, doing things like moving lockers and changing facial hair and
pulled up his socks.
Yeah, it changed the way he wore his socks. Baseball is one of those sports, man, where that superstition jumps up a lot. But according to Walker, like outside of him, somebody conceived of him switching lockers because prior to this, I guess last couple series, because this can't happen during the team's trip to the Rays to Tampa, he had been using the locker that had previously been used by Jose Abreu.
Astros legend right there.
Someone wasn't thinking right. When they decide, hey, welcome to the club. There's your locker right there. Oh, yeah, who was there before? Jose Abreu. Oh.
It seemed like that was more of a, you're a first baseman, so here's the first baseman
maybe,
locker.
I don't know. I don't know how
I felt like they didn't believe it was a curse there.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, I mean, he inherited the locker from Jason Hayward, who had it last. So, like, I mean, Hayward was solid for you coming in last year and doing things off of the street, so to say, or off the scrap heap in a way. But, yeah, man, like, he was the first person to have it since Jose Abreu and the last free agent, who was the last free agent first baseman that the franchise signed to a 3-year deal. All those things are alike. And I think that this is the thing where I imagine it and I go, they probably were just like, it doesn't matter, it's a locker.
Mm-hmm.
However, baseball is so damn superstitious that I'm surprised that nobody was like, we sure?
Yeah.
Or maybe he was supposed to be the good juju that comes in and cleans up the locker. And then we realized that, oh, this actually works the other way, where the locker's juju matters a lot more. Are you superstitious?
Not real. I mean, occasionally I'll do stuff, but not really superstitious. And as far as the question, I'm not even really talking about necessarily.
No, sure. But I do find it interesting that, like, I mean, this he started reaching to superstitious places on this because, I mean, I would surmise that he's not a superstitious type of dude either because, I mean, we got how many games into the season before he started moving to superstitions to try and help deal with this? He was obviously working on the idea of, like, what's my approach? How can I, you know, can I look at video and try and get there? You know, some of the more, I guess people would say, logical approaches to it. And it's been going so bad that he was like, well, what happens if I shave my beard into a mustache? You know, what happens if I pull my socks up? Will that help? Like, that's how down bad he got. And I imagine that that's probably it, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's superstitious. It just has to be bad enough, right? If it gets bad enough, you will find yourself superstitious.
Or just changing the mojo, man, the juju. You know, just something you've done that wasn't necessarily superstition, but just like, okay, I'm gonna change this completely up. Things that you've done. I thought of one after I mentioned earlier about I took a job interview while I was working at another job because I didn't like what they did for me. But I thought of another one that's more like way back machine. It was actually a quinceañera. You know what a quinceañera is? A quinceañera.
He added extra syllables in there.
Yeah. So, and that's when the girl asks the guy, because they pick the girls first, and then they ask, can you want to stand with me or whatever in the kitchen?
Is that something for high school?
You have to explain a little bit more for me, because the way you explain it is not hitting.
I know how it worked, but I know it was more of a high school thing.
It's a high school thing. When a girl turns 15, sometimes they call them the SESAs if they do it 16. And it's just sort of like a presentation of this girl.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Like, you know, whatever.
Look like a damn wedding now.
It's like a wedding in a lot of
cases. Yeah, it looked like one. It's like I had to work one time.
Yeah.
And I'm so, like, is this little girl getting married?
It's very Lord. Much this, very similar, but with bands and DJs and presentations and all this stuff.
I mean, it's that, but it's also an opportunity party.
Well, exactly.
Like, that's sometimes you just, especially in various cultures, this is just the opportunity for us to turn up, I appreciate it.
It looked fun, but when you see a bunch of high school kids, mainly ninth graders, they just sitting around doing nothing.
No, well, not in the day, because, and the girl that's turning, you know, having the birthday, she picks her court or whatever.
Gotcha.
And they pick their dates. It's like a, what do they used to call it, Sadie Hawkins or something?
Yeah.
Like, so they pick the dates. So there was this girl, and I was kind of attempting to get in her good graces.
Yes.
Her best friend, one of her best friends, asked me to the quinceañera. And, Jeannie Cupcho asked me to the quinceañera.
You don't got to put governments out here. This is crazy.
And I said, let me think about it. Because I wanted the other girl. Okay. I wanted the other girl.
I got you.
Yeah.
And so you're doing the Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, so I said, nah, man.
Trying to hold out.
So I said, nah, man. As it turned out, the other girl did ask me.
Okay.
Yeah. Fast forward all these years, we're married.
Look at that.
Okay.
Look at that. So now, you ultimately did change it like that.
Is your wife still best friends with that?
Oh, God, no. God, no.
That's a great one. All right, so I think,
how'd you wake up the bats?
So for me, it's not even fully the superstitious level. It's more of the Deion Sanders primetime look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah, you got to change it up.
And especially when I was a little bit younger on air, one of the things that I would do, especially if I wasn't feeling it, and this is when I wore my hair out and up, and of course it wasn't as long, so it didn't get as unwieldy. And you've seen me do this once or twice.
Yeah,
I put a scarf on it, right? I would kind of in. As a, you know, kind of a headband, I'd, you know, work my scarf in a way, almost like a bandana, and put it on to the point where my co-host knew, oh, Reggie got a scarf on.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be a good show. And of course, like, it's just a way of kind of
scarf show.
It is the putting the good energy out there. Yeah. And so that was my thing is like, hey, man, whether maybe I just wasn't feeling it or I just felt like, hey, we need to have a good show today. Yeah.
Wake up the bats.
That, you know, here we go.
Just like they do in baseball.
Here go to scarf.
They shake the whole batting.
Here go to scarf show to kind of change up the vibes, you know? And so, yeah, that was it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if this is considered good juju or not, but it was one time, Lopez mentioned job interviews. It was one time I had a job interview. This was early on. I would probably say 2017. So I was like, part-time. Wasn't on the show. I would fill in once in a while type thing. And I was just like, man, I ain't really getting no, I want to get some full-time work. I want to get somewhere. So I had an interview at the other station. And I was already nervous a little bit because I was just like, man, I feel like I'm sneaking behind somebody back. Mm-hmm. Had the interview. The interview went well. I was walking out. I was talking to the receptionist. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my phone. And my boss was called. Laura was calling me.
Uh-oh.
Laura Reynolds. I'm like, what the?
She found out.
I'm like, did he just call and tell her?
Snitch. Somebody snitched.
I'm like, man. So I'm in the parking. I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. I call her back. And she like, hey, I just wanted to see if you wanted to work, get some more hours. You could work. We got the Texans games coming up. And maybe you could train and learn how to run the Texans game.
Oh, so that was immediate juju for you.
Yeah, so I'm just like, okay. Yeah. But I was still kind of in the pickle because I'm like, this guy said he was going to call me on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me at the time, I didn't know anything about the stations.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you know, you got to let go of that job at 610, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. But I was thinking, I'm like, I was trying to work both. You know, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. The guy said they went on a hiring freeze and he's going to let me know. Never called back. The rest is history. I started working my way up here.
That's,
I know.
That's similar, kind of similar to the 281. Working in a warehouse, an older salesman asked why he wasn't in sales. He told me to dress like the job I wanted, which got me into sales. 25 years later, global vice president of sales.
Hey, there you go.
How about that?
That's one of those ones that's kind of tried and true. A lot of people say that, but I mean, it works to some extent. Like if you could swing it, like don't be in a warehouse wearing a three-piece suit necessarily. Mm-hmm. That might not necessarily work the way that you want to. However, I think that's fair. Someone said they retired, got out of education to change their luck. Okay, interesting. somebody said they are superstitious when it comes to cooking and sports. How are you superstitious with cooking? Like, I'm interested.
How are you superstitious?
Is that like you cook in a way that's like, the way people that are like, they eat black eyed peas or what have you.
Oh, maybe.
New Year's, under the table, or something.
And then somebody said, let's be honest, Christian Walker shaved his beard and then his wife didn't like the mustache, so she told him to shave it. It's quite possible.
It could be.
That could be it.
Yeah.
And then they said, get Christian Walker one of Mark Grace's slump busters.
Quit my job from the 832. Quit my job on New Year's Eve with no backup plan and no job lined up. Right now? Making twice as much
there
money as
go.
I do.
How about that? There you go. Shout out to all the slump busters.
So smaller
out
ones
there.
I usually do is sometimes I just take a different route to work.
Mm-hmm.
If I've been taking that same route to work for a couple weeks, I try to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I won't be going down the same exact road. Yeah. Sometimes I switch it up because sometimes you get a little lucky. You might see something you never saw before. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you switch it up.
All right. So shout out to Christian Walker. Hope his slump busting changes, whether it was moving lockers, getting out of the Jose Abreu locker, changing the socks, you know, changing the mustache. Hopefully that helps jumpstart and wasn't just a small blip as he tries to climb his way back to better performance, which you need right now, especially as we haven't gotten really updates on your Don, right? We're hearing a lot of the same. And that does not really bode towards pushing towards his return. So we hope Christian Walker can find his bat because that's going to be needed, right? You still need more offense. Like the offense that you're getting is still
you still need more sufficient. Offense. And you need more Christian Walker.
Agreed. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it is a Tuesday, so we'll welcome in B. Scott and also talk about how we are 100 days until the start of the NFL season. We'll do that and more next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.